Right now, it is time for us to check sports, but we do not. We do not see anything from Mike Kazi at this morning. So I guess I can start off talking about sports. Why not? First of all, we'll start off with the NBA. The Knicks free agency got nothing, nada. When are people going to learn that nobody is going to want to come to New York to play with a team that is owned by the Dolans? Nobody wants to play. Isn't that amazing? Nobody wants to play in one of the top two markets, sports-wise, in the country, in basketball. With the Knicks, anyway. So the Knicks signed, the New York Brooklyn Nets signed Kevin Durant to a four-year, $164.3 million deal. They signed Kyrie Irving, a four-year, $141 million deal. This really has to make the Nets the team to beat in the East. Absolutely amazing. And the Knicks got nada. Bubkus, zero. Zilch, nothing. All right. Now, let's go on to baseball. First of all, the series in England is over. Thank God. I'm sorry. Major League Baseball is never going to have a team playing in Europe unless it's a separate league over there. I guess it was interesting. I guess it was a spectacle. But I'm sorry for the New York Yankees and for the Boston Red Sox to go over there and play in that field. That bandbox was ridiculous. The scores were ridiculous. The bounces the ball took off that surface that they put in were amazing. The speed at which balls got through the infield and to the outfield, amazing. The backdrop, which the hitters had a look at the second game with the sunshine hitting it, was horrible. It was exciting baseball. It was fun to watch. If you like to see a lot of runs scored, if you like to see home runs, if you like to see things like that. And then the Red Sox gave up two home games. They were the home team. They gave up two home games for that. Yankees swept both games. Red Sox now find themselves 11 games behind the Yankees with half the season gone, which means if the Yankees in the last 82 games, if the Yankees win, let's say, let's give them a low total, 45, that means the Red Sox have to go, 56-27. I don't know. We'll see. So that's it. So we've covered that portion of it. The Mets are celebrating the 50th anniversary of their, of course, World Series win. Had a big shebang unveiled at a statue of Tom Seaver. Tom Seaver way now where they're located. And then they did a nice thing. They honored all the Mets from that 1969 team that are no longer with us. Unfortunately, they reported as dead Jim Gosger and Jesse Hudson. They're still both alive. But they were honored in memoriam. How sad is that? Oh, my God. So the Yankees are going to play the Mets. There's some games to wrap up this week before they get to the All-Star break. But basically, with half the season gone, the Yankees have a 7-game lead over Tampa Bay, 11 over Boston. In the AL Central, Minnesota has a 8-game lead over Cleveland and a 13-game lead over the White Sox. In the West, Houston has a 6.5-game lead over Texas, 7 over Oakland. In the National League, Atlanta has a 5.5-game lead over Philadelphia, 7 over Washington. The Mets are 12 games back. In the Central, the Cubs and Milwaukee are tied. St. Louis, 3 games back. Pittsburgh, 5 games back. And Cincinnati, 5.5 games back. So everybody's still involved in that race. And in the West, the Dodgers have a 12-game lead over Colorado, 13.5 over San Diego. So that's the way that looks. The United States women's team is going to be playing England in soccer. Because they won their match against France. France, or France, as some people say. So that's where that all stands. And as far as I can see, that's just about all I'm going to talk about on sports for Mike Causey this morning. I'm Marshall Miles.